Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. How are things? Kind of a loaded question, isn't it? Wow, I guess. I really don't know what to say about our world. It's interesting. It's bumpy. It's unlike anything we've ever experienced, and not everybody knows how to handle this. It's, wow. How many times a day do you roll your eyes? How many times a day are you like, what? What is happening? What is going on? It's interesting. And it's hard, for sure, for all of us that feel energies and are empathic. It's very challenging to navigate, and we don't always have a clear sense of what we should be doing or how things are going to go. And, you know, all our usual knowingness sometimes isn't there like it was before because there's so much energy. I'm going to tell you, like, give yourself a break. Make sure that you are breathing those big, deep breaths and letting go of energies. It's really important, crucial. I can't think of the word offhand of to reinforce. Finding those ways for you to vent out energies, super important right now. Because when you're peopling, it's bumpy, it's crunchy. People are upset. People don't know how to handle our world. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes that manifests itself in unfortunate ways. I've peopled a lot this last few days, more than I have in a while. Everything just fell on the same evenings or the same days. And it was interesting. It was interesting. So, as we all know, the world feels very conflicted, divided. I'm not going to go into too much detail on that because we all know what's happening. And the last time I talked a bit about that, I got a current little email for someone, like anonymously though, like seriously. At least have the balls to put your name on it. But whatever. It's not going to stop me from saying what I want to say, but I find as an empath right now, I don't have energy or interest or desire, whatever word you want to use, to engage in a lot of conflict. I completely respect your opinion, but I would also request that you don't force it on me. We have to be really aware of our driving need to be right. And when that need to be right escalates into working your best to force someone else to agree with you, even if that's not what they want to do. And I get it. You know, we have our opinions, we have our belief systems, we want to get our point across, but just be aware that maybe the person you're talking to is not in the same energy as you and they really don't want to be. I talk a lot about a compassion and kindness right now. Preaching it, because I get to say that. I'm a reverend. I'm ordained. I preach a lot about compassion and kindness and courteous and respect, because it's okay that not everybody believes what you believe. It is okay. It's not okay when they try to force it on you. That's not okay. So I was at a meeting, and it was actually in person, which has been a while. And it was interesting because there are some very strong opinions on things, and it's hard. I found it challenging to be in there, and some of the people saying some things, they were not correct. And in those moments, you get an option. You get an opportunity to decide, do you want to engage and set the record straight, except they're not going to believe you anyway, or do you just let it slide and figure out later what you want to do? Because in those moments, things can get heated, right? And I had a job to do there, or I wouldn't have been there. And whether I keep this job to do there or not, I haven't totally decided yet. Because here's the thing. I get to choose if I want to be in bumpy situations or not. And I have to accept the consequences. So if I'm in this meeting and it gets ugly, it's all about our choices. I can choose to say, yeah, no, let's not do this. Or I can choose to just let them rattle on and get it off their chest, what they're feeling, and then move on. Or I can choose to just sit quietly. And there is not a wrong choice. Peopling right now is dicey. People are crunchy. We're stressed. We're worried. We don't know what's going to happen. Everything is chaos, it feels like at times. And that's how it feels, everything. And we don't know what to do. And when we don't know what to do, it can create this energy of lashing out or being mad. And part of it is because we have these emotions and we don't know what to do with them. And lashing out at someone else to get rid of your frustrations works, right? It does work. But you also have to accept the consequences of doing that. And I end up in some strange situations, partly because I can see both sides of a lot of things, and partly because I'm in this world and I do know who I am and I know what I'm willing to put up with and not. And not everybody has that. Not everybody knows that. That's why I always preach about self-awareness. Figure out who you are. Figure out what you'll put up with. And be cautious about blaming somebody else. Sometimes it is their fault because they want you to do something that's not right for you, but it's also up to you to say no. Boundaries. You know I preach about boundaries. I absolutely adore the Oracle card that came up on Monday. I do find that days of the week, I had to remind myself all the time. The Oracle card came from, I believe this one was from Work Your Light Oracles, which are gorgeous, and it was about boundaries. And it was really interesting to me because on that very day, there was situations that I knew I was going to have to deal with where I would have to have good boundaries. And, you know, one cool thing about right now is the energy. You can set intentions and tap into energies and make things happen, and it's not as bumpy as it used to be. So I set this intention when I was dealing with everything that I wanted good, clear boundaries. I wanted to not get talked into anything that I didn't want to. I didn't want to be guilted or pressured. I mean, it's up to me to say no, but I didn't even want to have to deal with it. So I set that energy for the day. And it worked amazing. My trick to it, I was doing, you know, my morning meditations and everything, and then I just actually just sat in that energy, and I said right out loud, because I'm alone, so it's okay, I wish for today to go smooth. I wish to have firm, clear boundaries and to be able to say no when required with grace. That's it. You know what happened? I didn't get asked for some things. And on other things, when it popped up and it was kind of implied, would you do this? I was able to just not even make it an issue. Just keep going with what we were doing, and I didn't make it an issue. Like, I didn't make it obvious, like, oh, I know she wants me to say yes to that and do that. It was like I just rolled off. It worked really, really well. The other things I do is spray smudge my shoes. If you want to know where I get my spray smudge, Hello Naturals. You can Google them on Facebook. And I've been meaning to put a link because her spray smudge is epic. May or may not soak my shoes. Because it works. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me clear. It keeps me in a state where other people's energy does not affect me as much. Because let's be real, when we're in a crowd, if someone is super cranky, that can affect our energy instantly. And we attribute something in our life to why we're cranky, but it could be just picking up on somebody else's. This is why we need to know about our boundaries and be clear on our boundaries. I'll be preaching this all the time. Self-awareness is important. And so, according to the Oracle card, if you want to know, you can check into your belly if you get that uneasy feeling. But remember that you can get a ball of uneasy feeling, but if underneath it is a ripple of excitement, it's actually a yes, but you're just nervous about it. It's not a straight line, but is anything right now? No, you. If you are feeling uncertain, but you kind of want to try something, don't say no. Give it a shot. We're in trial and error mode here. See how it goes. And so, you know, I was in these situations and people with very strong opinions that differ from my own, and it was interesting, very interesting. And, you know, you can let it affect you, or you can do your best to not let it affect you. Because one thing that's happening is if you're going to take a stand on something, be prepared for it to be messy. That doesn't mean you don't, but it does mean that you be super prepared. Luckily for me, some of the players in these scenarios I was pre-warned about, and it was easy for me to go, huh, isn't that interesting? And if you're unsure of what to do, the huh, isn't that interesting, is a good way to go until you can figure it out. We're being bombarded is a good word with energies all the time, and we aren't sure what to do, how to handle, how to navigate it. And we are also being called to sort through it. It's time to figure it out. It's time to sort through what is energetically in alignment with you and what is not. Not an easy task, for sure. Definitely bumpy, definitely crunchy. Because we're all in this energy of uncertain on so many levels. I'm very fortunate because my life is set up to work from home mostly. And, you know, everything I do is physical a lot of the time. So I'm outside, you know, with the cows and the horses and doing all the chores. And so I get to vent out energies in that way. But I also worked really, really, really hard to set it up this way. It wasn't easy, and it's not easy. I struggle every day with, you know, financial insecurities and worries. You know, am I being a good parent? Am I being a good spouse? Like, everything we all worry about. Nobody's immune. And then we have, you know, all these added insecurities and uncertainties and worries. And know that it's not just you. Know that you do have an innate inner strength, and you can tap into that. We are going to do a guided meditation today to help your anxiety, and it's a restoring peace of mind journey. And don't forget that two shows ago, I'll go edit the description, I did the Restore the Heart journey. That was amazing. Amazing. I can't say enough. I've been recommending that journey to people several times ever since, almost every client, because it was epic and it really, really helped. It helped in grounding. It helped in sorting through energies. And it helps you understand you. I'm going to encourage you to be a little gentle with yourself. Do what you need to do, but recognize that it's going to be complicated and it's not you doing something wrong. Doing tasks right now that used to be flowing and easy and you could just get it done, especially, and I'm talking about when you have to work with other people. Right now, that's not always the case. Celebrate when it is. I encourage that 1,000%. But be aware, things take extra time. People are in this crunchy energy, and so what you say may not be what they hear. I'm in a stalemate with somebody because they said things to me that were unfortunate, and I took it as, well, they're in a tough situation. I'm sure that they don't totally mean it. They're just venting. And you know what? I can make it a big deal or not. But I was planning on addressing it when the dust settled. And we did. And the person denies saying any of that. And what can I do? I know that it happened. And they deny that it did. And it's a stalemate. And so we either let it go and move forward with the projects we want to do, or we don't. And so I chose to move forward and let it go. And I'm actually the one who was treated poorly in the whole situation and unprofessionally. But I chose to let it go and move forward. And we'll see what the other person does. So far, yes, and I'm delighted with that. I mean, our relationship is forever changed, and I'm okay with that. I mean, it's all learning, and if you don't change your relationship when bumpy things happen, then you're just inviting more of it, right? There has to be a relationship change and boundaries set, and I have a big part in it. I didn't have enough boundaries, perhaps. I was overextended and just felt like I had to do it all, and I didn't. Absolutely not. That was my choice in it or my feeling, and until you're in it and then get a break from it, you don't realize. And that's human. That's just being a people right now, right? It's a lot of trial and error. And so being in the situation and then, you know, getting that time away from it was like, okay, so it's not going to work for me anymore to do as much as I did, and I just need to address that. And be clear in your communication, even if it doesn't land as well as you want, if you know what you want, that's important. And then do your best to express it calmly. It's easy to not be calm right now, so easy, because the world is bumpy. And there's conflict in places that it's unfortunate. And we're all going to be guilty of lashing out, because we are frustrated. It's frustrating when your world is so uncertain in so many areas. Because we've been pretty blessed mostly to have a few areas being uncertain and we have to work through and figure them out. But right now it feels like everything. and we're in it. No one's immune. And so, you know, when you're dealing with people who are trying to change things that it's really not up to them to change, or complaining about things because they feel offended or they feel that they're not being, that there's other ways to do it, and they kind of have tunnel vision, it's interesting. Because what I'm concerned about is the lack of compassion for other people. But it's bumpy. Because too much compassion and you can get taken advantage of. So, again, you need to know yourself and have good boundaries. It is so dicey and tricky, isn't it? Huh. So, one good thing to do, though, is to carve out, if you can, that time and space to vent out energies, to be in a space where you can get clarity. So one thing I find I'm doing right now, and I know I do this when I need to really vent out, is I listen to certain types of music. Like Bon Jovi and AC/DC right now are my favorites. And I will sing with them, or not as much, or dance around the house. Like, I need that beat of that hard rock to vent out energies. And it completely works for me. And then after I do that, I can have that energetic space to get clarity, to use my spidey senses and get clarity on situations. So, again, find that way to vent out your frustrations, anger, anxiety, and whatever works for you. Figure that out, and then you can have that clarity. It works amazing. And be really aware of when you're taking on other people's energy. Because it's easy to do. And you might be doing it without even knowing. Make sure that you're signed up for my energy clearing. The clearing that I've been doing the last couple of times is I'm doing anxiety and anger. Clearing anything that's stuck on that, and then replacing it with some good, calm, clear, cool energies. And those have been big, big, big clearings. Big. It takes me a good hour and a half to do that one. It's a lot. But it tells me that we're all in the same energy. It's interesting information for me, being that I do energy work, but then it's a little bit sad. I don't know what other word for it. I find that we're all struggling with communication right now. The last week, I've never struggled so much to find the right words for the energy I'm feeling. How many of you have that? You know what you want to say energetically, but finding the language and the right words to put it together, it's a little tricky. I highly recommend shungite crystals right now. They're black. They're beautiful. I am carrying them every day. They will help repel negative energy. And I can't remember what else they do, but you can Google shungite, S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E. A girlfriend has a shungite ring, and I think I need to get one. I'm wearing my smoky quartz a lot, my big smoky quartz ring, and it's big, and people think it's a mood ring. It's cute. There's so much. When there's this much uncertainty in the world, it can manifest itself as negative energy, and you can just pick it up. And if you don't have your tools in place or have your awareness that you can vent it out and let it go, it'll get stuck and you'll get crusty. Seems simple, but it's not, is it? Complicated being a people? Mm-hmm. I'm also sad. I haven't even, petted my horse in 2 days. Like, not like me. It's just been a little bit hectic in my world. And that's okay. It's up to me to change it, right? Okay. Give yourself a nice breath in. And I do have a really fabulous guided imagery today. Again, restoring your peace of mind. And even if it's only in a small chunk, you need to carve out that time to vent your energies, to have clarity, and to have some calm and peace. And because if we don't, we get so caught up and distracted with everything that's wrong. And you really need to have those periods of time where you're appreciating what's right. Having the gratitude and appreciation. Another favorite venting of mine is phoning a friend and getting all the crusty energies out. Having a really fabulous discussion. Been doing that a lot lately. Mm-hmm. We got this. It's not easy. It's not easy. And please take the time to appreciate the things that are right. I mean, because some of us are still very privileged, right? We're not worrying about getting evicted. We're not worrying about how we're going to feed our families. We're doing okay. We're not necessarily thriving like we used to, but we're still doing okay. And I do hope that there's a shift in the energies and things get easier. I do. I hope this is a cycle of chaos and despair and challenge, but that it isn't only a cycle, and we cycle out of it. I'm not going to give up hope. Some days it's definitely harder to have it, but don't give it up, guys. That's all we got some days. Make sure you're appreciating that you do have a good meal on your table or that you can cook. I actually gardened more this year than I ever have because I'd just rather raise cows. But sometimes we got to do things we don't want to. Okay, so I'm just checking the time. So we're at 9:28 my time, it says. So we're going to the last 30 minutes of the show. So that's, I want to do our guided imagery to restore your peace of mind so that if you need to come back to this, you know whereabouts. And you can skip over all my chatter beforehand if you would like. Okay. So I just want you to take some nice breaths in, shake up your energy. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds because I need to have a drink of water. One more thing I want to say before we start our meditation. Journaling. If that's one of your go-tos, do it. I found that I did journal way more years ago. I haven't as much. I just kind of stomp it out or use some of my other tools. But I did find that writing everything down when I was dealing with this conflict, so helpful. And I'm talking like journaling and saying everything you want to say that you might not necessarily say to somebody else because it would destroy a relationship for sure. But getting that energy out there and then burn it or bury it, whatever you need to do to get rid of it because you really don't want anyone reading it, that's the kind of journaling that you is really helpful right now. Just letting it fly so that you let it out. Because when energy gets stuck, it will cause us troubles, consequences, stuff. Stuff happens. With all my energy clearings, I'm releasing so much stuck energy, and it is so amazing. I can't say enough about it. So amazing. So don't forget to go to my Facebook page and sign up. Okay. All right. You guys ready? Here we go. Becoming aware of breathing. Just notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to gently focus on your breath. Just focusing on your breathing. And now let's take three big deep breaths as deeply as possible so you can begin to release and then let go. Maybe today let's do 5 big deep breaths. Let's get rid of some pent-up energy. 5 big deep breaths to release and let go. Very nice. As your normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around. Wafting around your head, your neck and shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling. As you're going on, and becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back and circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as this breeze continues to comfort. Down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering. Is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath, this lovely breeze continues, circling around through the mid-back and around through your solar plexus. Every breath drifting deeper now. The gentle sensations of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through the belly, releasing and letting go. Becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Just releasing and letting go. This breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through feet, now and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. Being at one with the breeze, and the breeze still gently, easily moving all around and all through. So that at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeply relaxed. And as an imagination door opens, images come forward. Nothing better than to settle in the place, the quiet, the calm, the security of your special place. Going within to focus leads to more comfort. Your senses are becoming heightened as you now settle more firmly into an even greater comfort in your special place. Preparing to know how being in your place right now is getting past what all has happened. And now here, in this peaceful, quiet, it is all behind. Best way to think about it, over, done, gone. Close that door. Again, best way to think about it, over, done, gone, close that door. Nothing to do. Nothing to figure out, just breathing, alone, secure, and in the place where comfort and peacefulness are alive. Comfort and peaceful quiet all around and all through. Timing is everything, and this time, right now, is all about regrouping, renewing, comforting, and restoring. Nothing to do, nothing to figure out, just breathing now, just breathing, secure and peaceful. Just breathing. In a moment, if it seems right, beginning to allow a sense of the wise to be here as well. It's all about restoring. And perhaps, maybe, the kindness and compassion of the wise could possibly be helpful. Sometimes it's just better not talking about anything, just having a kind and helpful presence nearby in case. possibly it can be comforting. And drifting even deeper now with the comfort and security of the place all around and all through. Restoring, healing, mending, repairing, rejuvenating, letting the calm and the comfort and the quiet be all that they can be. Nothing to do, nothing to figure out, just simple and easy, just breathing. Just breathing. And in this quiet time, letting the comfort and calm settle even more deeply within, I count back from 20 to 0, knowing that each count simply reinforces this peaceful healing time deeper and deeper now. 20. 19. 18. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply relaxed. Just simple and easy. And whatever may feel complete at this time, still just allowing the quiet, the calm, and knowing that whatever may need more time can happen and is happening simply by coming to this place for deeper restoring of the soul. Remembering that time is not toxic. Time is present and here, on the side of this being now. Continuing to restore, further release of what is no longer needed or wanted will be expelled in early morning venting dreams. Taking a few more moments to reap the benefits of this journey, be in this energy, replenishing in comfort and security. I'm going to give you some moments to be in there. And if for a moment, checking in with Wise for the one most important thing that Wise wants to communicate. Now, thank your Wise. And as you feel this experience in its fulfillment, in all its totality and unity, bringing back the calm, comfortable peacefulness now, and the important thing from your Wise guide, first, to reinforce it all at zero, and at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. We begin to come up and out now at two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your first name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your first name out loud. Excellent. That felt nice, didn't it? And again, you can come back to this the last, right around the 30-minute mark of the show, and do this meditation just to give you those moments of quiet calm so that you can move forward in dealing with your life, which I'm sure, like everybody else, a little crusty and bumpy right now. So that's it for today, sending everyone a big hug, and don't forget to sign up for the free energy clearing if you have not, and I am working on some interesting things to offer soon, just have to work out some details, so I'm wishing you all some calm and peace the rest of this week, yeah. We'll see how it goes. We cannot say life is boring right now. But I guess here we are. So again, big hugs, big blessings. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit PsychicCowgirl.com. That's PsychicCowgirl.com.